Re. City Eyes Twin Rink support of up to $1.5 million, The Gazette, February 2. As a concerned St. Albert citizen that resides in Forest Lawn, I addressed City Council on January 31 regarding the Twin Rink proposal in Fountain Park. Many of my neighbors had not considered the ramifications of the proposal or followed the dialogue in the newspaper. There has been no consultation in our neighborhood. Community members surrounding the park are stakeholders, as are the organizations who use the park. Multiple parties I have spoken with believe a year-round twin rink facility does not fit within Fountain Park and the Forest Lawn community. Our driveways and streets are already congested with neighboring school traffic. It is tolerated, as it's not year-round, and for short periods of time, especially since the schools have been there since 1963. School traffic typically doesn't linger past 4 p.m. The same cannot be said for traffic related to this proposal. This project would be much better suited to a newer residential area that is lacking in facilities. Active Communities talks about mental health as to why a year-round twin rink facility is needed. Since March 2020, when the COVID pandemic lockdown started, I have watched increased use of the green space of Fountain Park, from families playing baseball, soccer, walking their dogs, bike riding, and exercise classes. Fountain Park is free to use for all members of the community, regardless of their socioeconomic status. The activities enjoyed by many are affordable. The building of these two hockey rinks does not reflect the diversity in our community and it is not accessible to all. If built, only students from St. Albert Public would be able to use the space during the day, and only those who can pay would be able to use it in the evening. Currently, there are 1,800 hockey players registered in St. Albert Minor Hockey. What percentage of St. Albert Public students play hockey? Why does St. Albert Public Administration, trustees, and active communities believe the mental health of those who are privileged enough to play hockey is more important than those who do not? There are 16 indoor and outdoor ice surfaces within 4 kilometers of this site. St. Albert Public and Catholic schools have an in-use agreement with the city to use indoor ice surfaces for free. Richard Fowler Sports Academy, which is less than 500 meters from the site, would be excluded from use during the day because it is a Catholic school. This is not inclusive. Active Communities is proposing to take away 1.6 acres of this beautiful green space. This is in addition to the land lost with the relocation of Paul Kane High School. St. Albert is known as the Botanical City, so why is it okay to overhaul our long-standing green spaces into less desirable concrete areas? If the school board owns the land, why does the city maintain cut the grass and clear snow off the pathway? If the city and the public board have an in-use agreement, shouldn't city council have been consulted before leasing the land? Before the proposed twin rink facility proceeds further, the community deserves answers. Kirsten Brown Smith, St. Albert.